from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is Danny and Dusty.
Meringue-a-tang is going to be a thing.
You're not coining anything new.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
All throws with monkey sounds in there and called good.
The old Danny Meringue pie.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
The Fan.
Good afternoon!
Wow.
Hey, welcome in! Happy Wednesday, a wrestling Wednesday for everybody out there who celebrates.
It's a Jeff Rust Wednesday.
Which should be everybody. Yeah, and a Jeff Rust Wednesday. Welcome back, Mr. Rust.
Holla at your boy.
Indeed.
That was a drop. He didn't even turn his microphone on.
Yeah. No, I did just now.
Those folks that are watching on YouTube, youtube.com/1080amthefan, you can see his little red light not on. Not on.
Well, now it is.
Now it is.
Yeah.
A year older and wiser as you come back to that seat.
At least a year older.
I mean, you're still a wise ass, but...
There we go.
I mean...
Exactly.
There's something wise in there.
Yeah.
We all know what's really happening here.
Welcome back, Russ.
Hey, thanks.
Welcome back. It's good to have you back. You're our woogie.
I would say it's good to be back, but let's face it. I don't need to blow that smoke up anybody's arse. They know it's not true.
Yeah, you were... Well, I mean, you were living that beach life.
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
I feel like the Jeff Rust retirement plan is going to be just living on the coast.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
And on a beach somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Just living that good life.
Absolutely.
Being a coastie.
Yep.
People are just going to come across to you, and you're going to just... They're going to have... And be like, what's this guy's story?
Just taking over the Manzanites.
How'd you end up here? What was your path here?
Well, they haven't been paying attention the last close to 35 years.
You from here?
Do we have any beach hermits anymore?
What do you mean? Like people?
Like people, not crabs.
But you're going to have to elaborate on that. I don't know what that means.
The lone wanderers of the beach.
Oh, yeah.
Do we have them out here?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah.
I'm not a frequent coast goer.
Not many folks leave the Oregon coast.
Yeah.
You live there and you're like a lifer.
Oh, yeah. No, I know that. But yeah. I'm talking about like the hermits on the beach. I'm talking, we're going full Goonies.
I feel like if we're going coast hermits, they tend to probably stick away from the actual sand part of the beach and just come a touch further inland.
Mm-hmm.
You know, wandering up and down Highway 53.
No. Yeah, that's more
perhaps
what I'm
talking the old
about,
Miami
yeah.
Foley Road.
Yeah,
you end up in Jewel, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe if you're getting crazy, Mist. Yeah.
How the hell do we wind up in Hamlet?
I feel like you guys are just making up names.
No, they're real.
No, those are real. Those are all real places.
The
that
Hamlet
we just
Quick
named.
Stop. That's the place in Kindergarten Cop where the lady cop gets out to go throw up.
Hamlet. I do not have any family that has lived there. Jewel and Mist.
Mm.
I do have family that have lived there.
My daughter's friend, her family has a cabin up in the hills of Hamlet.
My mom was a proud coastie growing up, Seaside High. She's a seagull. And then
flying right at the sky.
My grandfather was the cop in Cannon Beach.
My grandparents lived outside of Nehalem off of Highway 53 and God's Valley Road.
Look, we got coasties here.
Yeah, I am.
We got coasties here. Yeah,
it's in our blood.
Yeah, my grandmother has migrated down the coast. Mm. She lives in Florence.
Oh, we could say we Gold Beach in it.
No, not that far down. Nobody goes that far down. What are we talking about here?
No one goes there.
No,
it's like Mordor.
She lives in Florence now, and I think all of my mom's side of the family, they're hovering along coast now. Her brother lives in Half Moon Bay. Her sister lived in Seaside for a really long time and then ventured into Klaskanai. Big logging community out there. Shout outs Klaskanai.
Mm-hmm.
Where my cousin has a day named after him.
Oh.
Yeah, Tyler Best Day. He won a wrestling state championship.
Very nice.
So the mayor gave him a key to the city.
Cool.
Yeah, I mean, that is really cool.
No, that is. I don't have a key to any city.
I don't have a day named after me.
Yeah.
That's pretty badass.
City, which one you having?
I think you get both. Like, if you get one, you get the other. Yeah, right?
I think they are kind of hand in hand.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie, I kind of want one.
Yeah, and like, do you just wear it around your neck?
I mean,
like Flava Flav's clock.
You just do what you want.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's my day, and I have a key to the city.
I have asked him before, what is the key open? He's like, I don't think anything. But it's like, it should get you into somewhere. Like
Harry Potter's, like, Room of Secrets.
Or just, it's like a copy of somebody in the town's house.
Mm.
Like, we don't know who. It's just like, you got a key, though. It goes somewhere. And you, like, your goal is then on that day, it's like the purge, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anything goes. Yeah. Like, on his day, he should be able to go up to any lock that he sees and see if the key works. And if he finds it, then them's his now.
It's finder's keeper.
It's like for that 24-hour period.
It's like Wild Wild West, where, like, you could just use, I claim this land. It's like, well, I don't know. Nope. Called dibs. Yeah, and they're like, all right, well, he makes a really good point.
I just planted my flag. It's mine now.
They're like,
this ball musket says it's mine.
Well, how much is it? I don't know. Till there.
Yeah.
Like, where's there? Where we can't see anymore. That's mine.
There we go.
And if I can see you, you're on my land.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it's like, oh, all right, well, he makes a good point.
Finders versus keepers.
You know, you're going to have to talk to Bill, because I think from where he is, he can see onto part of where you can see, and that's how the Hatfields and McCoys started.
Yeah, and that's how Bill died.
That's how Bill died, and Steve got all of it.
I'm pretty sure there was some moonshine involved in there or something too, but
yeah. The Hatfield and McCoys, is there? Why are they? They just hate each other and they killed each other, right?
Yeah.
But that's just like bad blood neighbors.
It was a blood feud.
Yeah.
I can't remember what started it.
But we all know them.
Yeah.
Like,
well, because a lot of them died.
You think your neighbors are crazy? Yeah. Let's go. And they're in what, Tennessee or Kentucky? One of those two?
Yeah. I mean,
somewhere around there.
Six of one, half dozen of the other.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe they're, I think Tennessee. I want to say it's Tennessee. Like, West Virginia, Kentucky. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense there. That makes a lot of sense there. But we all know, and they're just hillbilly neighbors that just were like, no, I'm dead. Yeah. I hate you.
F you, get off my land.
Yeah. You know, I think...
And you keep your son away from my daughter.
Other people would have been like, we're going to move.
Yeah, there was. Started because they had different... They were different parts of the Civil War.
Oh, yeah.
And then...
Which side are we on? Are we on the Hatfields or McCoy side then?
Well, I guess if it was West Virginia, that was probably the Union then.
I believe so.
Well, they're on both sides of it, so we don't know. Well, I just want to make sure we know. We don't want to pick a side here in this battle. And then...
And choose wrongly?
Yeah. You know, you don't want to be on that... You don't want to say, I'm Team Hatfield,
so
and be like, yeah, no, those are the...
say he was captured by rebels, so I would imagine...
Okay, so we're Team McCoy. We're Team McCoy. We're Team Union.
McCoys are the blue.
The next part of this,
oh, this
Hatfields are the grays.
This is going to get very problematic, and it's going to be like, you didn't want to pick a side on this.
Yeah, then the next part of this is a feud over a hog, the ownership of a hog.
Ah, that seems reasonable. I saw the movie Pig.
And then there was the one that I remember, the New Year's Night Massacre.
Yeah, that's the we all know that. Yeah,
that's the one where they
over the pig.
Lots of them
over the pig.
Yeah.
I'll be damned.
It was a lot.
All right.
History.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah, we all know them.
Yeah.
Like when you say Hatfields and McCoys, you know exactly who we're talking about. We're talking about them hillbillies that were fighting over a pig, and then just got all. Pew, 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 on New Year's Eve.
It's kind of crazy, you know, to give you an insight into my brain. The number of times I've wondered how the course of history, how easily it could be changed by a modern sniper rifle and a couple mags of ammunition.
Yeah. I think you're probably right. I would say maybe not even the sniper rifle, but just like a machine gun.
No, just
like a fully automatic gun.
But so, I mean, think about going back to like just medieval times, you fire a shot from a suppressed rifle in a concealed position a mile away. You know what that is? That's magic.
Yeah, I was just going to say that's how Merlin the Magician became at the Camelot's round table there.
You guys remember the old Hatfields and McCoys miniseries from a while back?
That's Costner, right?
Yeah. Costner, yes. Yeah. I was just looking it up. Costner, Bill Paxton, Tom Berenger, Powers Booth.
Good God.
He had some star power in there.
That's awesome.
People have varying opinions on Costner. He's the best modern Western throwback actor there is. Mm-hmm. It's not close.
But people still aren't going to see his new movie.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
he does Westerns in baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Costner's nails
He's modern day Charlton Heston.
And Draft Day. Yeah. And Draft Day.
I don't know how, but Draft Day has appeared on my TikTok algorithm like a lot recently.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of plot holes in that. It hurts.
Oh, I'm sure.
Don't worry about that.
It hurts to watch.
That movie was not meant for the football head.
Well, he's like, hey, who's that new GM down in Jacksonville? The kid. What's his name?
Mm.
It's like.
Well, I think that maybe like whole point of that is he knew who he was, but he just didn't want to acknowledge him because he's the kid.
But let's face it, he's also working in the front office for the Browns, so that kind of tracks.
Not Counterpoint knowing, was very good. Counterpoint, it was the Browns.
It was the Browns.
You know? Is that the best draft day the Browns have had?
Let's go down that quarterback jersey.
Miles Garrett?
Oh, God.
Yeah. Is that the best quarterback draft the Browns have had ever?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, we settled that then.
Yeah, all right.
So,
congrats, Kevin Costner. The best GM the Browns have ever had.
Give him a key to the city.
Look, if you were to have a niche, though, I think Costner's got it. Because, like, if your niche is Westerns and kick-ass baseball movies,
can't go wrong.
Yeah, you can do a lot worse.
Well, look, and it's not like they're cranking them out like superhero movies. So the frequency isn't there.
Well, I think he kind of is at that point with Westerns now. Like, he's got Yellowstone.
Which he's not doing anymore.
He's got the spinoffs of, like, what is it, 1889? Is that what it is?
Oh, what? There was a 1932. I think 1889 was one of them.
They're just naming years now.
Yeah. I like that.
They're just naming years. And then he's got the new, what's the new movie? What's the new movie he's got out?
It's the something Horizon. It's not Event Horizon. American Horizon, the Horizon.
That's right. I think
Yellowstone Horizon.
Horizon and American.
Waterworld Horizon.
Now.
The Mailman.
An American Saga.
Horizon.
Horizon, an America Saga, American Saga, Chapter 1. You can't call it Chapter 1.
Oh, they're already doing, like, Chapter 2 is basically already made.
Well, I know, but this is why people aren't watching it.
Yeah.
Because you know there's going to be a cliffhanger. And if there's something that we're like a binge-watching culture now, where we don't want to wait. So I bet you whatever streaming service, probably Paramount, right?
Safe bet.
Whatever streaming service Horizon is on, right before number two comes out, that's where you're going to see all of the people are going to start watching that movie.
Well, that,
because they don't want the cliffhanger.
So many of these movies these days, too, they come out and it's you don't have the same amount of time as you used to between the theatrical release and, you know, coming to home video.
Yeah, it's
a lot of the movies these days, it's like 2 weeks later, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, holy crap,
this is on Netflix
already.
If something fails, was it Fall Guy, the Gosling movie?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It didn't do as well as they wanted it to in the first 2 weeks, and they took it out of theaters and put it on streaming services.
That's crazy.
2 weeks.
Like, which, by the way, somewhat entertaining movie, not great.
But I mean, like,
yeah.
If it does,
and they
like,
made you wait till like the end credits for the Fall Guy theme song, which is unfortunate.
I'm looking at Kevin Costner's notable movies and shows. So you got Yellowstone, Horizon, Field of Dreams, obviously. Yeah. But he's got some bangers, and he's got some ones. This may be controversial. I did not like The Bodyguard with Whitney Houston.
I mean, it's because
it wasn't made for us.
Yeah. It's like saying you didn't like Ghost. No. Duh.
It wasn't made for kind of like you Ghost. And me.
No.
Ghost and The Bodyguard, didn't they both come out at the same time?
Ghost was earlier. Bodyguard was like 92. Wasn't Ghost? I don't know. They very may well have.
Bodyguard 92.
90. Yeah. Okay. So you got Bodyguard, Dances with Wolves.
Which, I mean, it's 8 hours long, but boy, is it good.
And if you don't like that, just go watch Avatar.
Yeah.
Waterworld, Hidden Figures, Robin Hood.
He was really good in Hidden Figures.
Hidden Figures is a good movie.
It's an insane movie.
Yeah. The Untouchables.
He was the best Robin, by the way.
Oh.
In Robin Hood. Like, okay. All of the Robin Hoods, his Robin of Locksley was the best.
See, but the thing is, though, look, entertaining movie, and it's great.
Mm-hmm.
But they should have just reshot the scenes that he tried to do the English accent in then abandoned about 20 minutes into the film.
Uh-huh.
Just reshoot them without him trying the crappy British accent.
Yeah.
And then make the whole movie with him.
I will make a counterpoint to my own point about him being the best Robin Hood.
Oh, good.
Cary Elwes.
Elvis?
Elwes. Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
It's like my...
Oh, okay. Wait a second. Are we putting the emphasis on the wrong syllable?
Yes.
I will go... And then he's got like Open Range. That's a good movie.
It's a good one.
Great movie. Tin Cup, awesome. Which,
fantastic.
The Highwaymen, really good.
Highwaymen. Ryan Reynolds.
Shut up.
Ryan Reynolds is just, in every movie, what makes him good is that he is just Ryan Reynolds playing a character.
That's kind of in the last, decade or so?
Yeah, but I think that's Kevin Costner, too. All of his roles are the same role. It's just Kevin Costner being Kevin Costner.
It's a good niche to have.
You know what I mean?
And I think you can kind of draw those parallels, too, because Ryan Reynolds has bangers and just turd
burgers. And some turds, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you give Ryan Reynolds, you know, Costner's got 15 years on him.
Yeah.
Right? If you give Ryan Reynolds another 15 years, he's going to keep going to the well. Mm-hmm. He's going to have the bangers he's going to keep putting out, and we'll forget about the turds. You know, like
nobody forgets Green Lantern.
But I know. Well, he apologized for it at the end of Deadpool 2 after the post credits.
Oh, yeah. No, he keeps going.
It's awesome.
He keeps going. Like, yeah. Even the new one, he apologizes again.
He knows what he's doing.
Everyone knows how much of a steaming pile of crap that movie
but
was.
But you know what? That was Waterworld for Costner, though. Everybody's like, Kevin Costner.
And
movie
the postman.
The postman sucked. Waterworld was not terrible.
No, when he took the jet ski down to the bottom and he just went way up, that was pretty awesome.
Look, they spent a bajillion dollars on it,
mm-hmm.
but it's not entertaining.
No.
It's Wet Max.
It is. It is Mad Max in water.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's why people are like, well, we thought this was going to be different, and it's not.
It's an entire world covered in water.
Yeah.
Instead of an entire world without water.
It's a post-apocalyptic wasteland. Of water.
Yeah.
Here's another one, too, from
instead of dust.
The old Vancouver Ford text line in terms of actors that just played the same role in every movie, The Rock.
Yeah, well, I mean, what are you going to do?
He's this 6'5", 330-pound Samoan man. Like, what is he going to do?
I mean, I have this criticism of a guy that people love, Nick Cage. Like, Nick Cage...
Mm-hmm.
There's no variation in anything that he does.
Well,
that has
just become more glaring over the last, seven years to a decade, too, because he owes so damn much money on taxes and he can't turn down a movie.
Yeah.
But he does a lot of... He just is the same guy.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy who's kind of flipped the script on that is Keanu Reeves. Keanu Reeves...
He's everywhere.
Keanu Reeves...
Look,
phenomenal actor. He went from Bill and Ted and the idiot race car driver in Parenthood to being like
John Wick.
Go-to actor in John friggin' Wick.
Neo.
Well, John Wick and Neo, I think, are kind of the same. But I think the difference between where he was the same was he was Bill and Ted, and then he was that as an FBI agent.
Yes, yeah, Johnny Utah.
That was the same person.
He transitioned from just being an idiot into, oh, we can do something different
like
with him.
Legitimate action star.
And then the first Matrix, he kind of still had the same delivery, but then he's
sort of evolved
there.
What was that movie? It was,
I am an FBI agent!
God, that's so bad.
Back off, War Child, seriously.
There was a movie that, like,
I love
they
Swayze,
did,
R.I.P.
It was a, Keanu was in, like, it had a weird animation to it. Oh, God. Where he's, like, undercover.
Oh, A Scanner Darkly.
Yes, that's it. Like, that, like, look, it's a bad movie, but.
Can't say I've ever seen it.
Acid Trip from Hell.
Oh.
Acid Trip from Hell.
Okay.
Like, just, if you ever want to just throw something on where you're like, what the hell is this? And then just kind of continually ask yourself that, but also kind of be enthralled with just how weird it is. It's fun for that.
It's a great summation of my life.
There you go. What the hell is this?
What the hell is this? Well, we're going to keep on going through it. We'll see where we land. All right. Well, let's talk in Kevin Costner.
Yeah. I like it.
A damn legend.
Mm.
I love Kevin Costner.
It's fantastic.
Do we believe the Cal Ripken Jr. conspiracy theory?
That they're the same person?
No.
Oh.
No. That Cal Ripken Jr., one night the lights went out.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
In Baltimore, and it was because Cal Ripken Jr. went home and he saw Costner stooping his wife, and then ended up going back. They delayed the game so the streak could continue.
Yes.
Yeah. Both of them have denied that. But
cowards.
You know, you want to believe some stuff. No. Speaking of things that we'll continue to believe forever, let's get this radio program on the road. We got a lot that we need to get to. It is Wrestling Wednesday. What's up, Wrestling Wednesday? We have an anniversary to celebrate today. We've got a lot of NFL news and notes, and just the wheels are falling off in one place.
Indeed.
They really are. Got some NBA news, Olympics. I got a baseball, I don't know, baseball sack.
Baseball sack.
I don't know. We got a bag of balls that we need to get to with baseball because it's the White Sox one.
I mean, you effectively call it what it is. It's a ball sack.
Yeah. But where we got to start this thing off, he didn't apologize yesterday, and don't expect it today. Next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates the back to school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Unbelievable finish in the 400 meters at the Olympics in Paris. Quincy Hall, American sprinter, South Carolina, I believe is
indeed
where he went. He ends up going from fourth to first in the home stretch of the 400 meters. And that makes it now three gold medals for American runners at Paris with unbelievable finishing strength. You go back to Noah Lyles in the 100 meter, where he went from last to first in that race. You had Cole Hawker yesterday in the 1500 meters, where he was trapped against the rail and in fourth place, and then moved his way up to third, and then got an alley and ended up with the gold in the 15. And now Quincy Hall in the 400 meters runs everybody down. He went from fourth to first on the home stretch, running a 43.40 to win gold for the United States.
It looked like...
Holy smokes.
It looked like a drag race where an engine blows up on one car, but instead of getting off the gas, the driver just kept the pedal down and said, whatever the thing's got, I'm gonna dump it into the tank. Yeah. Because his form goes to hell. He's bobbling, looks like he's going to fall five different times. And then he opens his stride up in the final 20, 30 meters, and he's hitting the ground the same time as the guy from England.
His head and his arms were out of control, but his body didn't. His lower half was all in rhythm, and his core didn't move. It was just his head and his arms.
Just striding it out.
I've never really seen anything like that.
That was crazy. That was crazy. To close like that at that small of a distance is insane.
That's wild, man.
He was nowhere near coming out of the turn.
Jeez Louise. I can't remember three races like that where you've had the 100, the 1500, and the 400 all finish that way. That's crazy.
Passes three guys down the home stretch. That's nuts.
Man. All right. football. Jim Harbaugh's been hit with a four-year show cause by the NCAA. The whole... If you do not cooperate, the NCAA will hammer you. Well, Jim Harbaugh's finding that out. He has been hit with a four-year show cause that includes a one-season suspension for his recruiting violations during COVID. Where, remember when he said it was just a hamburger, downplaying that whole thing? Hmm. When you do not comply with the NCAA, they will absolutely hammer you for whatever they can find on you, right? So... if you want to think that this is just because of the recruiting violations, I would have to say it also has to do with what we talked about yesterday with the notice of allegations where he faces level one infractions for not cooperating whatsoever with the Connor Stallion spying situation.
He said, "No, I'm good."
And he said, "I will, when you stumble, you apologize. I will not apologize." Yeah. And so he's not going to apologize for the Connor Stallions thing because that's not what this show cause is for.
Oh.
This one.
What is this one for, Dusty?
Is for violating recruiting and inducement rules, engaging in unethical conduct, failure to promote an atmosphere of compliance, and violating the head coach's responsibility obligations, resulting in a 4-year show cause.
And a lot of this came out of the COVID period.
Oh, yeah. Remember, it was, he says that a recruit showed up on campus.
Mm-hmm. This is the whole hamburger.
They bought him a hamburger. Yeah. And look, the NCAA, like the old saying was, if the NCAA wants to, they can hit you for a ham sandwich. Now we can say
a hamburger
because that's exactly what happened in Jim Harbaugh's case. Unpermissible contact during the COVID lockdown. It happened all the time.
Everywhere. That's what you had to do.
But again, defiance is what kills you.
Wow.
And not cooperating is what hammers you. And so it was more than just the hamburger that he said.
Sure. It was a string of text messages.
It was text messages, phone calls, his entire staff just continuing to basically recruit throughout the entire thing. And that does fall on the head coach.
Mm-hmm.
There, make no mistake, the 3 years leading up to him finally taking the Chargers job, remember, he was rumored to be in the hunt for multiple NFL jobs the
Vikings.
2 years prior to taking the Chargers job. They knew that something was going to happen. He had one final run, and one hell of a run it was.
He basically knew that he wasn't going to get hit last year. So,
yeah.
All right, we'll come back and do this again.
Yeah, and what the NCAA said is that the fact that they thumbed their nose at the rules and going through the recruiting process during no contact times and just saying, we know we're not supposed to, but we're still going to do it. That's why he's getting hit with the 4 year show cause. This is unrelated, though, to the spying situation.
Yes. So, this is not the Connor Stallions.
There could be more.
But wait, there's more.
And I wonder if you're going to get Harbaugh to be like, oh, well, yeah, you know, we already went with that. He did that was his suspension at the beginning of the season, by the way. Remember last year he was suspended for the first three games of the season?
Yeah.
First three games and then the final four games of the regular season. And that's when the first three games, remember, he had three different head coaches for those games.
That's right. They cycled through because Harbaugh didn't want to name one.
He went Jesse Minter as defensive coordinator for one, Sharon Moore as offensive coordinator for another, and then I believe it was his dad and special teams coordinator for the third game.
Yeah.
It didn't matter because they played patsies at the beginning of the
nobody,
year.
Nobody, yeah.
But this is why he was suspended for the first three games last year, and then the Connor Stallions thing was the last four games last year. So Harbaugh missed half the year, or actually just a little bit less because they went 15-0, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so a little bit less than half of the season Harbaugh was suspended for, and they still went perfect and won a national championship. That's a good little resume to have there. I'm so good.
The titles per games coached that year, pretty good.
I guess that maybe just says about the level of talent at Michigan last year.
Not too shabby.
If you were wondering if Jim Harbaugh will ever go back to college football,
the answer is no.
No.
Not at least until 2029.
Well, no, he'll have to, if he comes back, he'll have to serve the suspension. So that's what you're getting is whatever time he comes back is he'll still face a 1 year suspension for the team that hires him, which is going to be crazy.
Do you hire him as an assistant coach and then have him be an
analyst for a year?
Yeah.
Well, who's going to take that job knowing that he's just going to get,
you know.
Yeah, you do it at Michigan.
Yeah.
You just say you're going to be the placeholder and then Harbaugh's going to take over and we promise he'll let you have a job.
Have your job back.
And you get paid a lot of money.
You get head coach pay for a couple years.
Yeah. Actually, that's not a bad gig at all. Huh? You know. Go ahead and give you a little extra on top here before that happens.
Not too shabby.
So he's not even eligible to go back to college till 2028. And then at that point, I believe he'll still be suspended with the way that the 1 year suspension happens. Anybody that hires him, his show cause starts today and goes through August 6th of 2028. And then it requires the school wanting to hire him to suspend him for the first full season. So Harbaugh is not going back to college anyway.
No.
I don't think that is going to be in his cards because when you think of Jim Harbaugh, always has said that he's going to coach football and then he's going to die.
Mm-hmm.
He is 60 years old right now. You assume he'll get, even if it goes sideways in LA,
he'll get another job.
He'll get 4 years there.
Yeah.
Right. With the Chargers. Mm-hmm. So then he'll be 64 years old and then he'll probably just do what his dad does, which is latch on to somebody in his coaching tree and just be around the game until he literally dies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Otherwise known as the Monty Kiffin.
Yeah. That would be, okay. Say Harbaugh coaches in the NFL till he's 70,
mm-hmm.
10 years in the NFL.
Which isn't unheard of at all.
The NCAA goes away. And the Power Four conferences have their own, Charlie Baker's like, he's recommended it. The president of the NCAA has said the power schools need to operate under their own umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
He could just go and just start coaching again.
Yeah, be like, I'm done.
In the new whatever entity that is ruling the, even if, hell, say this new entity gets going in 2 to 3 years. Harbaugh could just go and retake the Michigan job and not be under the NCAA's ruling anymore.
Yeah, should be done with it.
Damn, this is all of a sudden. Harbaugh's been playing 3D chess. We're all playing checkers, brother.
I can talk about yesterday. He's no dummy.
I'm going to love to hear what Harbaugh has to say about it, and at some point he will be asked.
I mean,
about
he's going to be asked today.
Yeah, I mean, Chargers are going to drill him down, and he's going to give a nothing burger of an answer.
It's going to be fantastic.
It will be fantastic, because he said yesterday, quite literally, I will not apologize.
Yeah.
There it is.
There's no offense. There's no defense. It's a wee fence.
Yeah.
God, I forgot about that one.
Yeah, that's a good one. He's a quote machine.
He is.
America.
I'll never forget him.
I remember I made a little graphic of that. I used wee man in a fence.
He was doing dishes, packing big lippers. Mm. Like, he was taking big old dips during the Pac-12 coaches' calls back in the day. Pac-10 coaches' call. Like, he'd just be mid-question, you hear him go, and then you'd be like, oh, I know what Jim's doing. No. And
he's not having a stroke, he's putting in a lipper.
Every answer after that, you'd hear like a...
Yeah. Perfect.
Dude's a legend.
I love it.
Four-year show cause, and the NCAA is just getting going with Michigan as the notice of allegations for the spy thing is going to be coming down the line.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Hey, we've got a new contract has been consummated. Mm. We talked about this briefly yesterday and how it pertains to the Portland Trailblazers. Now it becomes official.
Indeed.
And one guy is off the market in the forward trade market. That after us with SportsCenter. Lauri Markkanen and the Utah Jazz have made it official. A new deal for Lauri Markkanen. It's technically a 5-year, $238 million renegotiation and extension.
Mm-hmm.
Gives him $24 million more this year. And then a 4-year, $196 million extension. He'll go from making $18 million to $42.2 million
this year. That's the key there with signing that extension. Is that if he did not do that, he would have left an additional $24 million on the table.
Yikes.
So, Lauri Markkanen accomplishes a couple things here. First of all, he gets paid. And the Jazz, who needed to get to the salary floor, accomplished that goal. On top of that, Lauri Markkanen, because he signed the contract today as opposed to yesterday, limits his ability to be traded until the summer. So he effectively gave himself a 1-year no-trade clause. This is kind of the same thing that you get when you sign as a restricted free agent. You have kind of like a right of first refusal. In your first year, you cannot be traded without consent, mm-hmm. And you cannot be traded to the team that offers you if you're a restricted free agent. Now, that isn't the case with Lowry. He just basically, because of the timeline, had he signed August 6th, that would have gone to February 10th, 9th, I can't remember the date, of the actual trade deadline, which is exactly 6 months. So it would have meant he was trade eligible for a span of hours.
Mm-hmm.
But again, would be trade eligible on the trade deadline. Signing at the 7th, that day gets pushed out. He is no longer trade eligible. Done. Kaput. There's no more, well, the Warriors could... No, it's done. If you're a team who is looking to make a move before the season now, and you're looking at forwards, you're looking at two teams. You're looking at the Portland Trailblazers and Jeremy Grant, or you're looking at the Washington Wizards and Kyle Kuzma.
There is also some news on Jeremy Grant as well as Yahoo Sports' Jake Fisher. He had his little briefing yesterday or late last night where he said that Jeremy Grant would prefer to stay in Portland. Here's an excerpt from what Fisher wrote. Few players want to face general uncertainty of moving midseason, especially those who've enjoyed newfound stability for the first time in their careers. That has been the same word about Portland forward Jeremy Grant, sources said, despite rival teams' interest in the veteran trailblazer. He wants to be a Blazer. You touched on this yesterday with Lauri Markkanen and Jeremy Grant.
Mm-hmm.
Where neither one of them wanted to be moved because their family situation.
Yeah. This is not a guess from Jeremy. I've talked to him directly about this. He has told me repeatedly when I've asked him about this stuff over the last couple months. I just had a kid. I like it here. I'm comfortable here. There's nothing here that's like, I want to leave. And Jeremy's, can't share other things. Jeremy's very bluntly honest about things when you've got a good relationship with him. And I trust him. He's flat out told me he's not in a hurry to go anywhere. He's got another kid on the way.
Yep.
Now, if a deal came up where it made sense for both sides, I think Jeremy would be amenable to it. If it made sense for both sides.
And if it's to a place where he's not being sent to Siberia.
Yeah, then that's what I mean.
Because he's already there.
Sending him to L.A. makes sense. It's number one, it's Portland, L.A. You're not uprooting your family and going across the country. And it's a very easy change for an NBA player to make. And it's a trip that you make as an NBA player pretty frequently. Guys go to L.A. That's where they spend most of their summers. L.A., Miami, that's kind of where in New York, those are the three cities everybody spends their summers at. So it's not a big change. Going back to Oklahoma City, that's a big change. Going to the East Coast, that's a big change. So that stuff, I don't think the Blazers would do that unless the deal was so overwhelming. But even beyond that, the Blazers have shown in the past, they're not just going to screw guys over. And despite what every Miami Heat fan wants to tell you, they did not screw Damian Lillard over by sending him to Milwaukee to play with the one player on the planet he wanted to play with more than anyone. So, calm down. CJ McCollum got a list, right? Norm Powell and Robert Covington got sent to the Clippers, where Norm Powell wanted to go to L.A.
Yeah, he wanted to go home.
Everybody they basically worked with, they have gotten them to a place. Well, Malcolm Brogdon, Wizards, but again, closer to home for him.
But not a guy that Portland needed to do that for, because he didn't. I mean, when you produce and provide something of value to the organization, that's when you send a guy and say, "We appreciate your value. Go on."
And
Malcolm Brogdon was here for a cup of coffee, and
they did do it for Drew,
around.
Though.
Yeah.
Drew gave him a list, and I reported that when that deal went down, that Drew Holiday had a list. The Utah Jazz pushed infinitely hard. They wanted Drew Holiday unequivocally.
And when they didn't get him, they cashed out on last year. Last year was supposed to be a year that they were going to try and win, and then all of a sudden they went,
What they wanted to do was get Drew, have Lowry under control, and have the salary space and a bunch of young prospects and a bunch of picks, so if things went sideways in Dallas, they can make a move for Luka.
Yeah.
That's what they were going for. How do we get the guys around Luka? Drew Holiday, who doesn't need the ball, Lauri Markkanen, who doesn't need the ball, can both play off ball. One's a plus defender. One has plus size and shooting. It was very easy to see kind of what they were doing, right?
Yeah.
They've now pivoted, but they've got Lowry locked up long term now. And it was Lowry's making all this money. He's a 26-year-old all-star 7-footer who's a damn near 50-40-90 shooter who doesn't dominate the ball.
Really damn good. He's so good.
And
he's fulfilled his Finnish Air Force. Responsibilities.
Military service records.
Yeah.
The thing about Lowry, and this is that makes him so unique, there's not a team in the NBA he couldn't play on and be effective. There are so few players in the NBA who are at his skill level where you're you need to make concessions and they need to ball.
You do it all.
Lowry plays off the ball maybe better. Everybody talks about Steph. I think Lowry plays off the ball even better than Steph does because of his size. He can do more, so to speak, off the ball as a cutter and as a finisher. Yeah, finisher.
Nope.
Great nickname, by the way. But I think this is a win-win. There's a bunch of people out there what are the Jazz doing? They're doing the same thing the Blazers can do. You can have good players and suck at the same time. Calm down. It's exactly what the Jazz are doing. If you think the Jazz might go for it, no. There is one place on this planet that a Cooper Flag jersey would go more platinum than Portland. It's Utah. it would flag jerseys in Utah.
That's their great white hope right there.
My God, that jersey, you could put the total number of Stockton and Malone jerseys on this planet and it would pale in comparison to what a flag jersey would do there right now.
All right. Lauri Markkanen now officially extended in Utah, which opens it up. As you said, there's now two guys that are prime targets, one in Washington, one right here in Portland on the forward trade market, and that is Jeremy Grant, who wants to stay in Portland. All right. Who was the guy from Washington you said again?
Kyle Kuzma.
Kyle Kuzma.
Yeah.
Is Kuzma really that valuable, though,
I mean,
right now?
Yeah. He's 6'8", two-way forward, who's got some playmaking versatility, some scoring, the ability to create off the bounce. Yeah.
Right.
Kuzma, despite being Kuzma, is still a good basketball player.
Right. An anniversary to be celebrated. Today in sports history, a recent Hall of Fame inductee had an all-time moment. Next on The Fan. As Sting's theme brings us back on this Wrestling Wednesday, we head into the time machine. August 7th, 2001. An all-time moment, a man well ahead of the curve. Just this past weekend, Steve McMichael was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. He is suffering from ALS. That was a sad...
It was hard to watch.
It was very hard to watch, but it was also a great honor for him to be getting into the Pro Football Hall of Fame this past year as an all-time Chicago Bears great. Two-time All-Pro and two-time Pro Bowler for the Bears. He was an anchor in the middle of those 85 Bears that steamrolled their way to a Super Bowl. But Mongo is also known for one other thing.
Fantastic.
Probably one of the all-time seventh-inning stretches in Chicago Cubs history.
I think you just say seventh-inning stretches ever.
He was a guest singer 7 years after his playing career was over, still beloved by the folks of Chicago. He went to the north side of Wrigley Field, and he gave us this seventh-inning stretch.
Mongo's home, Chicago! And don't worry, I'll have some speaks with that home plate umpire after the game.
Bet you can't guess who the home plate umpire is.
Oh.
Boo!
Boo!
All right, and to further this bud's for you, Harry Carey.
Chugging a beer.
All right, let's kick off this show. Let's show Iron Mike how to do it. A one, a two, a three. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and cracker jacks. I don't care if I ever, but it's root for the Bears. I mean Cubbies. If they don't win, it's a shame. Or it's one, two, three strikes, you're out in the old ball.
Yeah!
He's Chicago drunk for sure.
Absolutely hammered, doing Harry Carey right, by the way. I mean, you got to be half in the bag or fully loaded.
Polished off with the nice cool Budweiser.
Hey.
Hey.
If the moon was made of cheese, would you eat it? I don't know, I would. But he gives a toast to Harry Carey.
And then he tells Angel
Hernandez. He boos the umpire, which was Angel Hernandez. This is 2001. Mm-hmm. This is long before Angel Hernandez was known as a terrible home plate umpire.
Everybody just knew he sucked then, too.
And Mongo McMichael was ejected from that game.
By Angel Hernandez.
For criticizing Angel Hernandez. Now, there is some controversy in that.
Mm.
Angel Hernandez says he never ejected Steve McMichael from that game.
I'm sure that thin-skinned moron never did that.
Okay. But what had happened was first base umpire Randy Marsh, he said, "I'll handle this," to Angel, because Angel was just staring daggers from home plate.
Was he at first base with his, you know, what's in a wheelbarrow?
Yeah.
Randy Marsh?
That Randy Marsh. Exactly. There's conflicting reports. Angel Hernandez, what we do know is he said, "I'm going to toss him." And Randy Marsh probably said, "No, I got this." And apparently Mongo was removed from his suite after that. So he was ejected, but the cameras never caught Angel Hernandez directly doing it. But I will say this. Steve McMichael deserved to be in the Hall of Fame as a football player. He deserves to be in the Baseball Hall of Fame for that seventh inning stretch right there.
For knowing just how much Angel Hernandez sucked before everyone else.
He's ahead of the curve, man.
Right?
He was a good, like, I mean, Angel Hernandez really came into everybody's, like, purview when Twitter took off and people started criticizing him. We're talking, like, that's at least 10 years before the launch of Twitter. And then probably 15 years before Twitter really became popular to criticize Angel Hernandez. He's a modern man. Mongo McMichael. Hall of Famer.
Very good.
And on this day, 2001, booed Angel Hernandez prior to singing the seventh inning stretch.
If you ever given a microphone and having the opportunity to boo Angel Hernandez.
We all should.
Right?
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
I went up and I looked up the end of that game. That game ended with a walk-off single by Joe Girardi for the Cubs.
Wait, what? Girardi was still playing?
Yeah. 2001, Joe Girardi hit a single.
How soon was he managing after that?
And then he got caught in a rundown, and he was caught in the rundown long enough for the winning run to score, and that's how the Cubs won that game. Screw you, Angel Hernandez. Cubs win.
God, he was managing in 2008.
Yeah.
He's only 59. Goodness.
That's a little bit surprised. Actually,
goodness.
The fact that Harbaugh is 60.
Yeah, I guess
it makes sense then. It all makes sense in that regard.
God, I thought he was older than that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm all in. Thank you, Mongo. Thank you for that. All right, coming up, hour number two. The wheels fell off at the end of the season. Now there's cracks in the foundation in Philly. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.